Time to get back into our Upland Bird Talk with Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters. And we'll continue now talking about North Dakota and move into our UP grouse and woodcock flush rates, which are stupendous. So here's part two, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, we did have some bad news. One of the fellows that was going to go with us had to drop out. He just had open heart surgery. Is that right?
Yep, Bob, his wife called me, and he was in intensive care, and she said he's more upset about missing North Dakota. I worked with his dog, Watson, all summer, great lab, and he was so pumped up about going, and his wife said that he's devastated, that this is, of all the things going on, he's more upset about not going to North Dakota with Watson.
Well, Bob, if you're listening, you get well, and you come with us again next year.
His wife has already said that it's number one on the list for him.
All right. There you got something to work toward, right? Recovery.
Yep.
So we got two spots open for North Dakota then. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, we do. Yeah. And
I know you had a list together. There's a whole bunch of people interested, but nobody's pulled the trigger yet, right? So people still can call you.
Absolutely. And we get that. We get that every once in a while. I don't know why you not talked this, why it's so hard to... Like you say, pull the trigger. It's like, yep. I really want to do it. I don't know.
I mean, it's 4 days. It's not like it's a week long. It's 4 days, you know?
And at the end of 4 days, you will be ready to take a break.
Yeah, I hear you. I know I will be. I've been out there before.
Here's the thing, too, is the guys that were kind of on the fence that went one time, they've always come back.
Well, I guess let's get your phone number out there, first of all, 399-0557. Call Walt and ask him about going to North Dakota with he and I and Rhodey and your dogs. It's going to be a blast.
It will be. It's going to be a fun group.
And I want to talk a little bit about the bird numbers and the flush rates that I'm getting reports on from pretty much everywhere south of M28. I'm just getting ridiculous world-class numbers of flushes. We're talking like 20 to 30 flushes of grouse, 15 to 20 flush for woodcock even. Just ridiculous.
Well, I'm in Newberry, and I was here last week for 5 days, and I'm here this week for 4 days. And Saturday, we ended up with 22 grouse flushes and 20 woodcock flushes. It was unbelievable. But what we did with the woodcock is we hit the flight birds.
Yeah.
Now, woodcock numbers are down here compared to the last few years. It's always been 2-1, woodcock flushes to grouse flushes. We've been about even this year. And I would say the grouse are up. I took a shot at a grouse today to try to take my head off. It was a self-defense shot.
And
I missed.
Well, that happens.
Yep.
That's when your dog looks at you like, why can't you do your job? I did mine.
I know, and you should see Briar right now. He looks like he got hit by a car. I mean, he poor son of a gun has got more cuts and bruises and dings and dents on him, but, you know, get up in the morning, you put him in that kennel, and you get out to go where you're going to go, and at 8 years old, he's just bouncing off the sides of that kennel.
And he's ready to go, huh?
He's ready to go. He's done just a great job this year.
All right, Walt, well, thank you for your time today. Great report from around the UP, and I'd like to try and get a hold of you toward the end of the week.
Okay, and if you're thinking about North Dakota, give me a call. If you've got questions, I can answer all your questions. Would really like to get a couple more guys to, fill in this group. I'll guarantee they have a ball, and really what's probably going to happen, if they go once, they're going to want to go again.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, Adam.
Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters, call him at 399-0557, and we'll catch up with him again later this week right here on The Outdoor Show.